Hi, this is Suze Nethercutt and welcome to the Studio Insider Art Podcast. In these episodes, I throw open the doors to my art studio practice and how I run my business as a professional artist. I hope my journey can inspire and help you feel a bit more at home in your own. Welcome to episode 115 of the Studio Insider Art Podcast. Today's episode is once again an audio extract from my latest YouTube video. So if you'd like to check out the visual to everything I'm talking about, then I highly recommend that you pop on over to the link in the show notes at some stage and check it out. In this episode, I'm taking you along with me as I do some historical research at the State Library of Victoria that relates to my latest exhibition. I'm researching an early Victorian female botanical artist and writer called Louisa Ann Meredith, who migrated from England to Tasmania in the 1830s. Her writing and illustration has been influencing the work that I'm creating for my upcoming 2024 exhibition, The Garden Within, and I wanted to take the opportunity to view some of these very old books of hers in person. I'll walk you through all the gorgeous old books I view in the State Library of Victoria Heritage Reading Room, including some that are absolutely enormous. So I highly recommend seeing these on the video at some point. And I'll also share with you a magical discovery I made while I was there that was so inspiring to me. Then I take you back into the studio and show you a sample of work that I've been making that directly relates to Louisa Ann Meredith and other female botanical artists of the colonial era. I really hope you enjoy this inside view in how I go about doing historical research to inspire my art and how this can be a rich and rewarding part of the creative process. Okay, now let's get on with the episode. Hey guys, I am at the State Library of Victoria today. I am spending a couple of days here in Melbourne looking at some books. A lot of them are really, really old books that I'm looking at in the Heritage Reading Room. They come from the Rare Books section. I think the oldest one comes from 1802. So I am having a full nerd out couple of days in the city. The State Library of Victoria is a magnificent building. You can see it here behind me. I've had a few threads that I have been following and researching and reading into as much as I can online in connection with my upcoming exhibition next year. And I'm just so enjoying the richness that is coming from making art that is related to research, historical research that I'm doing. And specifically, I have been looking a lot at a female botanical artist and writer who came out to Tasmania from England in the 1830s called Louisa Ann Meredith. And I first came across her work in the art gallery at Ballarat. I was privileged to have a viewing of one of her beautiful books, this huge folio with lithographic works of her botanicals and her own poetry at the art gallery at Ballarat about a few months ago. And it sort of launched me off on this journey that's been really inspiring a lot of the work that I'm making quite directly, actually. So I've booked myself in here at the Heritage Reading Room to look at some of her other books that they have here. Some of them are from the 1830s. They're very old. So I'm having a delightfully nerdy time looking at that. And yeah, I will take you along for the journey and show you what I'm finding. Excuse all people, this is a public place. So yeah, let's get inside.
I don't know about you, but I absolutely love old books. I have quite a few old books in my collection at home and they kind of cast a spell over me. I've always loved them. I've always loved to be near them. And you can see here a beautiful book called Our Wildflowers, which was written by Louisa Ann Meredith in the 1830s before she moved out to Tasmania with her husband and settled there for the most of the rest of her life. As I mentioned, my first experience of Louisa Ann's work came when I went into the Art Gallery of Ballarat a few months ago and looked at a beautiful folio of hers called My Bush Friends in Tasmania, which was another book of poetry and lithographs of her illustrations. I was absolutely charmed by this book. It's a huge, enormous book, so leather-bound, and I'll show you a similar type of volume in this video, but unfortunately I don't have footage of when I looked at that at the Art Gallery of Ballarat, but I will put in some images here so that you can see some examples of the beautiful work inside the botanical illustrations that have really inspired me. So when I was researching other books that Louisa Ann had written, I came across quite a few at the State Library of Victoria, and I contacted them and organised to have some of the rare books brought out of storage so I could have a look at them. And it was such a beautiful couple of days I spent there with her work, reading her poetry, looking at the actual books, feeling what they were like to have them in my hands, because I'm really, really inspired creatively by the tactile nature of old books. I love the faded paper. I love the foxing, which is sort of those spotty, mouldy dots that come onto the paper with age and time. I love the way the books are bound in leather and are just absolutely beautifully constructed as an object. And I really wanted to connect with that sense of history and age, because that has really been informing this body of work that I've been working on. The illustrations that she made throughout these books are absolutely gorgeous, and I really find that a lot of her work, particularly in the later works that she made when she came out to Australia, they just stand out to me in terms of other similar types of illustration that I see from that period. It was quite common for her to bring together bouquets of flowers, groupings of flowers together into a single drawing, which is a little bit different to what you see in classical botanical illustration, which was usually scientific in nature and involved just depicting one type of flower and then breaking down the different types of flowers. So part of what inspired me to go in this direction was when I was writing the exhibition proposal for The Garden Within, which is the exhibition, the title of the exhibition that I'm having at the Art Gallery of Ballarat next year. Part of that proposal was that I really wanted to look more deeply at female botanical artists to see where I fit in that tradition of botanical artists. And what I discovered was that there were these groups of 19th century female botanical painters who were writing books for other women and for people that weren't professional botanists or working within that scientific realm that wanted to understand flowers and botany a bit better, which was a very popular thing at the time. So I really wanted to research that a bit more deeply, and I discovered that there was this group of women that were making paintings within these books that were grouping together different botanicals into bunches, just much more relaxed and casual, and they kind of invented their own genre, actually. And when I saw that work, my heart skipped a beat, because I realised that this was actually the closest to the kind of art that I make, which are botanical paintings that do group together different flowers into imagined settings in a very similar way to the way these women did. So that's kind of what led me down this road to looking at these types of books. I had the most incredible magical moment when I was reading one of Louisa Meredith's books, where I came across a pressed botanical in between the pages. And it took me a moment to register what this was, and I'm very familiar with press samples in between pages because I do this myself, and probably you have too. Picked a flower and stuck it between the pages of a book. I press a lot of flowers from my garden in old telephone books. But it had me rifling through the book going, hang on, how old could this botanical sample be? And I went back to the front of the book and had a look around and discovered that this book was inscribed with the date of 1839 in the front. And then I looked at the one underneath and thought that could have been 54. But even so, these Presbotanicals have most likely been in that book since the mid-1800s, which absolutely blew my mind and also set off like the most incredible creative cascade of thoughts in my brain about, you know, making artwork about this beautifully intimate act of reading a book written by a woman, illustrated by a woman, talking about the romance of nature and the romance of flowers and how that uplifts her and helps her connect with a higher power, and then finding a plant and putting that inside the book and pressing them. It was just the most incredible moment. I was also very privileged to be able to view the Temple of Flora, which was a book created by Robert Thornton in the late 1700s and early 1800s. It took him 8 years to produce what was actually 3 volumes that covered different areas, but it was this third volume, The Temple of Flora, that I was particularly interested in seeing at the library, because in this volume he commissioned the engraver Thomas Medland to create engravings from paintings by Philip Reginald of beautiful botanicals in imagined landscapes. And I just wanted to show you the size of that folio next to my computer and some books so you could see how enormous this folio is. It is so huge, and it really, when you look at it compared to the smaller books produced by Louisa Ann Meredith, it tells you something about how men and women were perceived in the literary world. That's not to say that Louisa Ann didn't produce some big books, because she did, but she actually funded those herself. But the illustrations inside these books, the engravings, the coloured engravings, are really beautiful. And I have seen quite a bit about this book online, so it was an incredible privilege to be able to view this in person at the State Library of Victoria. Again, it's that tactile quality of the book, the size of it, the age of it, that really holds as just as much interest for me as the artwork that's inside. It's quite an experience to view one of these huge folios in person and to see the quality of the engravings that were being produced at that time, and also to think about things such as that contrast between the opportunities that men and women had in the field of botany, in the field of book publishing, and just see that, have that contrast actually in my hands in the library, and to be able to see that in person was really informative for me and has brought up a lot of really interesting questions. Interestingly, Robert Thornton actually died destitute. His publishing of these books was a bit of a flop and a failure, which, looking at it now, I find very sad, because he obviously invested a lot of time, energy and money into its production. And I spent the remainder of my time at the State Library. I had 2 days there over a weekend. I spent it in the beautiful domed reading room, just taking notes and reflecting on all that I'd looked at and how that relates to my art practice. It was such a rich and beautiful experience, and it has really lit a fire inside me to do more research of this kind down the track. So thanks for joining me for my little exploration of the State Library of Victoria. I'm going to finish this video by taking you back into the studio to see how all this research that I've been doing is showing up in the work that I am producing for my next exhibition, The Garden Within. Hi guys, and welcome back to the studio. I just wanted to show you a little bit about how all this research that I've been doing is impacting in the work that I'm making. I have focused in on this video on talking about Louisa Ann Meredith, who has been the main artist that I have become quite fascinated and obsessed with over the last few months. And I've read really widely
about her and read a lot of her own work as well. As I mentioned in the video, she was an artist and she was a writer, and she actually considered herself to be more of a writer than an artist, which I find really interesting because her artwork is actually very accomplished. But she was very focused on her writing, and she started off with publishing poetry in her early 20s in England. And when she came out to Australia, she wrote some really great accounts of her experience as an early settler in Tasmania, and also travelled quite widely through New South Wales and Victoria in the goldfields. She even came here to Ballarat in the midst of the gold rush when it was just mayhem here. So it's been really interesting to learn about her, and also considering that there is that connection with her through the Art Gallery of Ballarat, I've really enjoyed learning about that. So what I'm going to show you is a really small part of the work that I am producing for this exhibition next year, which is The Garden Within, which will be at the Art Gallery of Ballarat in March April 24. So I'm sort of halfway through working on what I'm creating for that exhibition, but these pieces are ones that are very related to Louisa and Meredith. And one of the things that really interested me was her poetry and the way that she wrote about nature, which showed how she felt about nature, and also just showed me also in that period of, she was born in the early 1800s, how much she was a child of the Romantic period, which had begun the century before, when the Romantic period and the Romantic poets really popularized and awakened in people this notion of nature as a place that can really nourish a person and give a connection to a higher power. It was believed at that time also that having close relationship with nature and flowers and botanicals was something that really could help your mental health. I don't think they had the phrase mental health back then, but that kind of close observation of nature and being in nature was really encouraged because it was considered healthy. It was also considered a pastime that was acceptable for women, was the drawing and painting of flowers and just generally walking and being in nature. So there's this very rich tradition that she is writing from, and actually relate to a lot of those concepts that came up in that time, such as just the nourishment that people receive in nature and how really being present in nature and open to all of the benefits that come along with being present and mindful in a natural setting and in a garden, and you know, in simple things such as considering a flower. I really relate and resonate with those concepts that were so popular back then, and that Louisa and Meredith actually zoned in and wrote about in her poetry. So I wanted to work with her words in my artwork, and I wanted to use those words in relationship to flowers that I was observing in my own natural environment. And so I've actually produced a few paintings that they're like flower portraits. They're from my own garden. I'll give you a look at them now. This one is of a hellebore. And in the background, you can see that I have handwritten, in this one, it's actually the introduction to her second book, which was called The Romance of Nature. How gorgeous is that title? But in the introduction, she talks about things such as how nature is a universal demonstration of God's presence and generosity, which I would formulate that in a different way. I would express it as the universe demonstrating its love for everyone. It doesn't really matter. I'm just in a different paradigm and experience and express that in a different way, but the sentiment's really the same. There are so many concepts in there that I find really universal and timeless that I actually wrote them out on the background of these paintings. Got another one here of another hellebore from my garden, because I am actually painting my way through the seasons with the flowers that are in my own garden. So I'm experiencing, I guess, what those 19th century female artists experienced when they painted flowers from gardens and spent that intimate time with them. And again, I've got that poetry, the introduction to The Romance of Nature, written in the background there. And this is another one which I have, which is a, it's actually not framed yet. It's still floating around in there, but this is a camellia, white camellia from my front garden. This one actually contains a poem which I wrote out over a number of other canvases that are going to be painted, with a poem of that she wrote, which was in her first book of poems that she had published. So you can see that there's a very obvious link there with that 19th century approach to painting botanicals. It very literally relates to the poetry that Louisa Ann Meredith was writing. And it's very much putting me, as I'm working on this body of work, in the frame of mind that those women were in when they were bringing those botanical samples inside and painting them. It's also personally been for me a project in improving my skills of observation and painting from nature and painting realistically, which most of my artwork about flowers and gardens, which is most of my artwork, is quite abstracted, and I don't paint hyper-realistic forms of flowers very often at all. So this has been a time for me to really experience and reflect on that. Oh, hello. Got a little visitor here. A little sicky. So that has been, this has been a really lovely experience for me to practice painting realistically and improving those observational painting skills. And what I'm really looking forward to seeing, and I can see in some of the other work, which I won't show you today because this video will end up being way too long if I do, is how this work is going to relate to other work that I produce for the exhibition that sort of brings together that abstracted botanical realm with this realistic realm. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out in the next few months. One thing I did want to mention is with these paintings that I've been working on, they are of course on the raw linen, which everything that I've been working on for this exhibition has been in the linen. I'm just really in love with the tactile nature of working with the raw linen. When I say raw, it has been treated so that I can work on it. So it has a ground, which I've made videos on different ways of creating clear grounds and clear gessos and things previously, if you want to check those out. But that seems to be the thread that is weaving its way through all of the work, is the linen, which to me kind of evokes a sense of the past as well. The linen really makes me think of those women in the past, the dresses that they wore, the volumes of underwear and petticoats that they were wearing, the kinds of fabrics that were available to them back in those times. There's something about that, and also about aged books and aged paper that I've been looking at in the library, that sort of evokes a sense of that history in the past, and that is proving to be a very big theme for me in this exhibition. So I'm making really different work to what I've made in the past. It's actually quite unsettling for me to see how different it is. And I've also got other pieces that I've been working on that are collaged, ones that are a little bit abstracted. There's a lot of things going on, so it's going to be really interesting to see how it all turns out. Anyway, I'm going to get going. I hope you've enjoyed the video today. If you would like to see more, be sure to like and subscribe to my channel. And yeah, I hope you are having a great week, and take exquisite care of yourselves. I'll see you next time. Bye.
You can see more of my art over at susannethercutt.com, and if you're interested in learning from me or checking out the podcast notes and YouTube videos, then pop on over to susannethercuttstudio.com. If you love what you're hearing, then consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts, and perhaps even snapping a screenshot of this episode and posting it to Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me so I can say hi. I've also recently started a Ko-fi page, so if you'd like to show your support for what I'm creating through this podcast and YouTube channel, then please consider leaving me a tip at the price of a coffee. That would be so appreciated. Every little bit helps me keep creating for you. You'll find all the links in the description. Take exquisite care of yourselves, friends, and I'll catch you next time. Bye.